Hello, it's me, Non-Resistant here with another episode of the Sunshining Podcast. And I gotta say, I was a little bit skeptical going into this episode. I got so many things I want to say here. I gotta decide which order I want to say them in. If this is your first time tuning into the Sunshining Podcast, I'm so excited to have you. And this is kind of a special book and author spotlight episode where I spotlight an author and a book that I've never heard of until a few days ago. And so I was kind of skeptical about the book, about is it a book that I would want to read? It a book that I would want to recommend? And so I just want to say here that over season three of the Sunshine Podcast, I've had a lot of amazing guests on here, but I don't fully endorse them or fully know them before they've been guests on my podcast, like a lot of the people. So it's the same with this guest. I didn't know her. I've never heard of her before. Never heard of her book before, so I didn't know what it was gonna be like. But having this conversation with her today, for my podcast, it was awesome. I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed hearing her thoughts, her perspective, and I'm gonna say that it's a book that I definitely want to read, and I definitely would recommend, to anyone who's kind of into that kind of thing. But there's a lot of books like that. There's a few other books. I'm thinking of a book a while back that I shared on my Instagram by another author, and I shared it in the picture on the cover. Somebody was like, a family member was like, I know you're going to share Christian stuff, the gospel on your Instagram. Why did you share that book? This is definitely not a Christian book. And so, yeah, I like to read that kind of books, just saying. And but it's not definitely not for everyone, because some people don't like to read books like that. That talk about these different things that have, demons and, and ghosts and all that in them. But so I was kind of skeptical because, what kind of book is it? But it sounds like a good book. I'm definitely looking forward to reading it. So when I do read it, which I haven't read it yet, which hopefully I'll buy it in the next couple of days, maybe make it a, I know it's not summer yet. I know it's the first day of spring right now. But I do my podcast for any of you guys who, have been long-time listeners. You know that I do my podcast during the fall and winter months. And so winter is over at spring. So I'm ending season three of the Sunshine Podcast soon. I'm going to do one final episode just by myself just to share a few thoughts to close out the season. So, but yeah, so I'm going to turn this into, for me, so I'm going down a rabbit trail here and talking about. So for me, there's only technically two seasons. There's winter and then there's summer. So I know it's spring, but whatever, I'm gonna call it summer. So I'm gonna turn it into summer reading. I'm gonna read that book and a few other books this summer. I'm looking forward to reading them. But when I do read it, I might do a book review video on it. So I encourage you, to subscribe if you haven't already subscribed to the Sunshining Podcast YouTube channel. And if you haven't already, subscribe to my personal channel, Non-Resistant Really. And then also subscribe to my Non-Resistant Book Reviews channel. Yes, I have a book review YouTube channel where I read and review different books. And so, just a heads up that I'm gonna do that sometime. But let's get into this episode. I'm excited to share this conversation that I had with this author with you. So let's dive into it, and then I'll share a few more thoughts at the end. So, hi and welcome to my podcast. You just recently wrote and released your first book, which we'll talk about just a bit. But first, for anyone who's never heard of you, could just tell us a bit about yourself.
Hi, my name is Brandi Alexander. I am so happy to be here. Thank you for having me. I am from Texas, born and raised, and I guess I would just call myself a small town girl my whole life. But I had wanted to write a book since I was a child. I was an avid reader, and growing up in a, I had a really amazing family, a really strong family who supported me and taught me who God was in my life, how important he was. And as I went through life, I became a teacher and a mother, and I absolutely love doing what I do. I love working with kids. It's probably the highlight of everything that I've done. But recently, I was finally able to make my dream come true, and I wrote my first book and published it. And here it is right here. Published it, and it's been very surreal in a way to see something that I thought would, maybe never happen, one of those childhood dreams, and to have it so tangible. And now I'm just really excited to talk about it and promote it, because it would be my dream for this thing to just take off. I've actually already written a sequel for this, and I'm working on that now, the editing process, and I'm starting on the third. I'm hoping for a whole series here. So I'm crossing my fingers and hope the right people see this book and just fall in love with it and the characters as much as I have.
That's really cool. So could you tell us a little bit more about the book?
Absolutely. The name of the book is Genesis, a paranormal alliance destined to fight the powers of darkness. The series will be the Paranormal Alliance series. This book in particular, I'll start, I'll give you the premise. The main character, his name is Clayton York, and he was almost drowned when he was a child, and his brother saved him. He ended up in a coma for a while, but his brother drowned in the process. And so when he wakes up from the coma, he finds that he has the ability to see the spirit world, to see his brother. And so that scene ends when he's a child, but then we pick up in its modern day. His brother has stayed with him. He sort of ages along the way. It's explained in the book, but he has picked up a couple friends as well, and they're sort of the comic relief of the book. I love their characters. They're just so much fun to write, and I've been able to create this sort of family dynamic, and I feel like they're very real, very personable. I use so many events from my own life to help create their personalities and their backstories, and so I wanted them to feel like somebody that you get to love. And he's living in Las Vegas. He's working as sort of a private detective who works for the police department off and on. The captain knows that he has some psychic abilities, doesn't know the extent of it, so he kind of helps out whenever they need him to. But he ends up getting a call from an old friend of his, and his friend is from back home. He was growing up, and his friend sort of knows some of his psychic stuff too, and he's a priest, and they've come across some unusual demonic possessions, and they don't know what's going on because nothing is acting like it normally does, and they think there's something weird. And so he calls on his friend because he thinks maybe he's the only one who can figure out something that they can't figure out. And they began to realize that there are demons escaping hell, and they seem to have an actual plan, this big nefarious plan. And, you know, they want to take down God. And of course, that can't happen, won't happen, couldn't happen. But there is a lot of problems that they're creating. And so it comes to them to figure out what's happening and to put a stop to it. It's very much a race against the clock kind of epic save the world story, a lot of adventure, a lot of mystery, a lot of heart racing kind of moments. I feel, though, you know, it's a fictional story, completely fictional, but it is very difficult to write about angels and demons and spirits without your faith seeping in. And as this book progressed, I realized that, you know, my main character, he starts off, he does not know God. And by the time you get to the end of the book, he has to learn who God is. He has to learn what it is to have faith and what it is to have, for how powerful prayer can be. And it's only through God that he's able to do what he needs to do. He, you know, basically realizes he's an instrument of God, and that, you know, all along this has been the plan, you know, that God will take things that happen to us, misfortunes, and he'll use it to his abilities, to his plan. And, there's a lot of moments, I think, in this book that just make it really special, where you get to see how those angels that we don't see that are amongst us, how they may work. You know, what would it be like for them to do the things that we don't know they're doing, that are actually instrumental in helping us throughout our day, you know, along our way. I feel like, I guess the closest writer I can think of is maybe I took inspiration from Frank Peretti, a completely unique story, but he was huge in the 90s, and I will absolutely love the stories that he wrote. And I think as a kid, those really inspired me. They were probably some of the first books I'd ever read where the story wasn't just a linear story about one person. You know, you had this huge story building, and you didn't know what the story was because it was in pieces. And the closer you got to the end, the more the pieces made sense and the more they fit together. And I can remember walking around the school with the book in my nose because I didn't want to put it down. And, you know, and I wanted to do that one day. I wanted to write something that was that interesting, was that exciting and engrossing that you just wouldn't put it down. And I think I started a lot of books along the way that never got to completion until this book came along, until the idea for this book came along.
Mm-hmm. So if you have a few more questions about your book here. First, where did your main character's name, his name is Clayton, right? Where did that name come from?
I don't know necessarily if the names came from someone specific. I wanted a name that I felt was a strong name, but something that wasn't unusual or too unusual. The names themselves. Now, I did steal his brother. His brother's name is Wayne, and that name is my father's middle name. So growing up, his family called him Wayne, and I sort of did that. My father's passed away. As a matter of fact, it was because of him that the inspiration for this book happened. My father passed away in 01 and my son was born in 02. And when he was very young, just starting to talk by around the age of 1.5 to 2 years old, my mother had him at the house and was looking at photographs and she was pointing out different people. And when she saw my dad, she called him Papa. And my son stopped her and told her, no, that's not his name. His name's Pop Pop. And she's like, no, that's your Papa. He's like, no, it's Pop Pop. She goes, well, why do you think it's Pop Pop? He goes, because he told me. And it was a very surreal moment. And it got me just, you know, those thoughts thinking of what's out there, what's seeing us, talking to us, interacting with us that we don't know is there. And the question began to form of what would it be like to be able to talk to your past relatives, to be able to talk to people who visit us, or to be able to see the angels that are here. And that thought process is what was the initiation for this, the initial idea for this whole book. And then I remember one night, I guess my son was about 6 or 7. I was laying there in bed. That's usually when I start thinking, I can't go to sleep. And the idea for this book, just the summary of it manifested. And I woke my husband up and said, I was so excited. I've got this idea. So I wrote it down. And then the next day I got up and looked at it and it was still, I thought it was a great idea. So it just sort of went from there. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot of fun to write though. I have enjoyed the entire experience immensely. Mm-hmm.
The reason I asked about the name Clayton is because I had a brother named Clayton, and he died in a quad accident a few years ago, and so that has kind of been a big inspiration for my podcast. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. So you've done quite a bit of research, or how much research have you done about communicating with the dead or whatever? Because and what are kind of your general thoughts on that, you know, because I think Christians maybe have a negative idea of that.
I think that, right now, if you look on television, there's all these shows, you know, Ghost Adventures and Paranormal Caught on Camera. And, you know, you see all these different possibilities of spirit world being around us. And I don't want to ever discount that idea. These are anything that we say is just conjecture, you know, our ideas, our thoughts are what we've put together from our experiences. I have had personal experiences that definitely made me feel like there was something there. And I've known a lot of people who had some extreme personal experiences where they swear what they saw was true. But as fictional as this story is, I guess there's a part of me too that does hope that my father visited, you know, that while my son was at the age to see him, to see that world, that he saw him, that he talked to him, because I lost my father a year before he was born and he never got to know a single grandchild. My son's middle name is Alexander. So, you know, I passed that on to him. I think that there's definitely angels amongst us. And I think that our loved ones know us, they see us, they're watching us. And whether it's from afar, whether it's a state that we aren't even aware of, some other dimensional state, I don't know. But I do feel that to discount the idea that there is any ability for a spirit to be here is, it's like science. You know, you can't disprove. There's always the possibilities. There's always more out there, and you have to be open-minded and you have to think about it. And sometimes it is fun just to imagine that, you know, what would it be like to be able to just talk out loud and know the person you love is hearing you? And that helps us too, I think, sometimes, even if there was nobody there, just to talk out loud and talk to that person helps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. And it's definitely something I've thought about before. And I agree how, like, there's, you know, there's angels out in our world, but, and then also, yeah, how you can, how you say, you speak aloud and then and have comfort that you're the one that you love that passed away, you know, is hurt, you know, can hear you or whatever. But I feel like it can kind of, we can go too far with that and we can try to replace God with that. Right.
Yeah. I think people do that. They replace a lot of things, God, with a lot of things, you know, replace them with the things that we love. And then we find a reason why that's so important. And we kind of talk ourselves into making that more important. I don't want to do this, which I should do, because I'd rather do that. And then we make excuses for ourselves. And after a while, I mean, anything can become a God, whether it's money or whether it's television or whether it's sports or whether it's, you know, whatever that takes over our lives. But I think it takes a strong grounding. You have to know who God is, love him, and have him be a part of our lives. And when you have that faith, that solid faith, that there's no question or qualms, you're not guessing, you feel it, you know it, you can, you know, people who I've had friends that have come to know God. And they said that moment that it happens, it's so indescribable. And I agree, because it's before that you try to tell somebody what it's like. And it just sounds like rhetoric that you hear all the time. But when you feel him and you know him, it's a completely different experience. And suddenly it's like, how did I not know this before? It's absolutely real. It's almost tangible. God is, you know, when you feel him, when you want him to be a part of your life.
Mm-hmm. I don't take too many other notes for this. So, but yeah, what you've said so far really intrigued me, and I think, you know, I'll have to buy a copy of your book and read it for myself. So,
I would love that.
For anyone who's listening to this and maybe would be interested in buying a copy of your book, where could they find it?
Anywhere online that they buy books. Amazon puts it on sale quite often. The price will jump $10 to $15 cheaper than it is on the back. So that just sort of just catch it on sale. But you can get it at Barnes & Noble. You can get it at Walmart.com. You can get it Goodreads and Apple, iTunes. It's on hardback, paperback, and it's also on ebook. You know, anywhere that you can get an ebook downloaded, whether it's your Kindle or your phone, you know, different devices. So yeah, if you want it, look for it, type it in there. Brandy Alexander, Genesis. That'll usually bring it up almost anywhere, but you can add the subtitle, A Paranormal Alliance Destined to Fight the Powers of Darkness, and you absolutely will find it. Mm-hmm. So and I would love to hear back from people. Please write me, leave me a review. I get really excited to be able to talk about it. And you can also reach me at BrandyAlexanderBooks.com. That's my website. And I have a blog on there. I keep up every now and then, give a little bit of ideas of what's coming up next. I do have another book coming out soon. And so you can get sort of a highlight preview on my website if you want to take a look.
Mm-hmm. So I'll be sure to include links to your stuff on in the podcast notes on my website. So yeah, people can find you. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we end this episode?
I've really enjoyed talking. Like I said, anybody who wants to talk to me, that would be great. I am always looking at agents. I've talked to several in the past, but I'm looking for someone that would really get behind me and get behind this book and feel like it's got the power to go as far as I believe it does have to go. It's very unique, very different story. It's not something that you normally would read. I guarantee you, you start reading it, you're not going to know how it ends until you get to the ending. Mm-hmm. Keep those pages turning. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you once again for being a guest on my podcast.
Thank you very much for having me. This has been great.
So yeah, I don't know about you, but this conversation with my guest, it won me over, and I'm totally buying a copy of her book. So like I said, I'll share links to her stuff on the Sunshining Podcast website, and you can find a link to the Sunshining Podcast website in the description of this episode. So yeah, her book might not be for everyone, you know, and that's fine, you know. This is still a good conversation. You know, demons and angels are real. And we talked about them some, especially about demons. We talked about them a little bit in a recent past episode, Spiritual Warfare episode. So go back and, you know, listen to that or watch that if you haven't already. I don't necessarily want to talk more about that today. But where was I going? Oh, yeah. We all need God, right? I was gonna kind of transition to how, like, we might not all need this book, and this book might not be for you, but something that's for you is God. And maybe, you know, maybe you've been a Christian for a long time. I know majority of my audience listening to this podcast is, Christians, right? But maybe you're somebody who's stumbled across the podcast and you're not a Christian. I just want to encourage you. There's a verse that I want to share with you today. It's Hebrews chapter 3, verse 15. It says, today, you know, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. And so I just want to, you know, encourage you, you know, if you're someone who's not a Christian, if, you know, if you hear God's voice today, do not harden your hearts and let him in. And that's a wrap, I think, for this episode of the Sunshine Podcast. Don't let nothing replace God in your life. Or don't let anything.